What's wrong with this picture? Canada has this squeaky clean image as the world's peacekeeper. Wherever there's conflict, you can find the Canadian Armed Forces. Not making war, but trying to keep the peace. We're the good guys, the world's referees, right? So why is it that we're continuing to fuel the nuclear arms race? I just don't get it. I used to think it was because we're so incredibly naive. 20-odd years ago, when we started giving nuclear power technology to developing countries, we honestly thought we were helping out. Come on, we're Canadians, we'd never build a bomb. And we foolishly assumed that anyone we shared our nuclear technology with wouldn't either. That was, of course, until India built its first nuclear device in 1974. We then did what any self-righteous promoter of nuclear power would do. We took our scientists and went home. Ditto in 1975 when Pakistan, another recipient of our nuclear goodwill, planned to use plutonium from a Canadian-built reactor to develop weapons. End of story. Or so this naive Canadian thought. It turns out that we have never really stopped flogging our little can-do reactors around the globe, even to India and Pakistan. Our nuke boys found a tiny little loophole in our nuclear ban with both countries. Apparently, the ban only covers hardware and potential bomb components. While we can't actually give them the reactors anymore, we can still tell them how to build them, which is precisely what we've been doing. Since 1988, a neat little club called the CANDU Owners Group has been assisting both the Indian and Pakistani nuclear programs. The reason these countries love our CANDU reactors so much is because they produce huge amounts of tritium as a byproduct. Tritium is the stuff used to trigger thermonuclear warheads. No tritium, no bombs. What I'm trying to figure out is why we continue to fuel this deadly game of nuclear one-upmanship. It's like we're some shy little nerd that none of the big kids want to play with until we flash our nuclear know-how, and then everybody wants to come over and play. It's worse than embarrassing. It's a threat to global security. I think it's high time somebody told us to take our toys and go home.